Last September, the Arts at Mark's Garage was looking at closing completely. Since opening in 2001, Honolulu's experimental art space there at the corner of Nu'uanu and Pauahi Streets has been a hub for theater, visual arts, fashion, film, spoken word, community meetings, and so much more. Let's take a look now at what's happening, thanks to an angel donor. 4 months ago, the Arts at Mark's Garage board of directors figured, barring a miracle, the place would be closing by the end of 2019. As Matthew Kelty describes it, Donna Blanchard was leaving as board advisor.
Donna, I think, had come on your show and said, we really need to raise about $50,000 in order to keep the doors open. And heck, if someone gives us $50,000, we'll let them name the theater. Dan Fox heard that and said, I think I could do that. And
showed up at the tea party.
That's arts impresario and heavy lifter Miley Meyer. The arts board had a visioning retreat Mad Hatter style,
where basically people were just hanging out, having a good time, thinking what we're going to do. And this very kind and generous man with a clear sense of what his wife loved, and boom, here you go.
The new Susan Rogers Arriger Gallery opens next month. Meyer is one of the new faces on the Arts Board of Directors. She reminds us never to underestimate unconventional approaches. That's how Matthew Kelty, recent UH Manoa Asian Theater PhD, is now Interim Executive Director of the Arts at Mark's.
We're sort of an incubator for young and emerging artists. We give folks a chance.
I mean, is this not the least expensive venue to book?
100%. It absolutely is. Orders of magnitude cheaper than other places in the area.
Affordability allows experimentation.
If you can't experiment, you're boring. I'm sorry. That's what we're looking for. People who understand the value of places that are very accessible to lots of different forms of creative expression.
Why? Because that's how to encourage new solutions.
People are thinking that a heavy hammer is the way you make things. You know, you need lots and lots of different ways to build. We want to be able to try lots of different things and fail a lot and have fun and start again. You got to try.
And we all want for this organization to be deeply, deeply tied to Chinatown, the Native Hawaiian community as well. But we also want to be known throughout the Pacific as a hub for interesting and exciting art. We want to be known in the continental U.S. as a place that's doing really, really interesting work, sort of out there in a place you're not usually thinking about. We also want to bring in interesting stuff from around the world.
The fiscal model is still grants, partner fees, ticket sales, and you, perhaps, as one of the 1,001 Friends of the Arts sustaining monthly supporters. How much does Honolulu value a place to try out new ideas? If you've got an idea, the Arts at Mark's is interested. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.